Shit. Oh, yeah. These are just rich people problems. It ain't got shit to do with me, but it's entertaining to me. Yeah. That's my new shit. This is like a new segment part of the show that I'm going to be doing where I'm just going to be speaking on rich people problems that ain't got nothing to do with me, but is entertaining to me. You get it? You dig? Let's get to it. Now, right now, it's March 2024. And again, the niggotry, the entertainment world, the ratchet shit is just at an all-time high. And the black community, we got a lot of shit going on. You know, starting with the top of the year, we had the Cat Williams situation in the comedy world. And it's just that interview, that whole situation to me was just pure entertainment. And I personally feel it was just Cat Williams firing back, replying back to all the things that were said about him within the past couple of years. Because from what I've always seen, Cat don't really do a whole lot of interviews unless he's at a radio station and he's in your town and he's at the local radio station. That's it. That's all I've ever seen Cat do. And I'm a huge fan of his work. I love him more actually in movies and TV versus his stand-up comedy. And I'm going to probably retract that because I only watched one full of his comedy. And it was good. Pimp Chronicles is a classic. And I watched the World War, I forgot what he called it, but it was one of his specials on Netflix that was actually pretty good. But if you asking me personally, I just prefer him in movies and TV. I love him. He's amazing. He did a great work on the show Atlanta. But he really set 2024 on fire, you know, with his interview with Club, on the Club Shay Shay with Shannon Sharp. I thought it was an amazing fucking interview. But all Cat was doing was just replying. People think he just went on there and just started letting off clips on people. No. People have been talking shit about Cat for years. And because he wasn't going to the internet and speaking on the shit, like, in real time and, like, you know, like everybody does. Everybody, now that we all have these phones, we all reply quick. Rappers, they reply quick. Entertainers, they reply pick. Just put the phone in their face and hit record and then reply back. Nah, Cat didn't entertain it when people spoke about him. And then the narrative was out there. Oh, he's a drug fiend. Oh, he messed up his opportunities. And people were buying into that narrative. I don't know him personally, but it didn't seem like it because Cat was always sharp whenever I did see him. He just picked and chose what he wanted to do. He didn't jump on everything. He had opportunities to be in certain movies and to do certain things in the entertainment world. But Cat just was like, yo, I'm not jumping on everything because I have my morals. He didn't jump or move for a check. And I respect Cat for that. But so just because he didn't, people started labeling him. Oh, he's hard to work with. No, the man just has morals and integrity. He's not putting on a dress. He don't care if it's with our favorite legends or not. He's a man's man. And I respect that. So to label him, oh, he's hard to work with. Oh, he's on drugs. Like, man, look. The only thing Cat to me didn't address was that whole 14-year-old situation that kid he got into. I still don't know why I never really got his side of it. With him and that kid, that altercation. He didn't speak on that, but he spoke on said, Steve, Kevin, like, these guys have been talking shit-ish about him. And all he was doing was just replying back. But because he didn't reply back in real time, like, right away, people was believing the narrative about him. But now when he finally sat down and gave us a full-length interview, I think it was like 2 hours long, and he just replied back to everybody just nicely. But in a comedic, entertaining way that just set everybody on fire. Now there's rumors that Kevin Hart is planning to sue him for defamation. You know what I mean? And Cat being him, got Kevin's ex-wife on tour with him. He's taking Monique on tour with him. Like, you know, so it's like the people who are outcasted in the comedy world are just replying back to things. And people don't like it. So it's been very entertaining. But again, those are rich people problems.